This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have been talking for a good long time in this country, going on 7 years now since Bear Stearns, actually, about whether some of our biggest banks are too big to fail, of course, is the catchphrase. And we've been talking about whether the government ought to force them to be smaller somehow and whether consumers would be better off if they were. The subject came up again this week when an analyst at Goldman Sachs argued that J.P. Morgan Chase ought to split itself into smaller pieces. Not, you know, because it's necessarily the right thing to do, but because it might be the most profitable thing to do. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has that story.
Set too big to fail aside for just a minute. Being big has lots of benefits for banks, more than just ordering printer paper in bulk. Here's Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein on CNBC today.
And so you look at it, what's the value of size and complexity? Well, synergies.
Synergies might mean selling a single client services from a range of different business lines. J.P. Morgan Chase's synergies could be worth more than $6 billion.
But now there's a cost to size and complexity. Extra capital that you need to have. That capital has a price.
That price comes courtesy of the financial crisis. Regulators now want banks to keep more capital in their coffers. The bigger you are, the more complex your business, the more money you have to keep in reserve. James Barth is a senior finance fellow at the Milken Institute. He says J.P. Morgan is big.
So by being smaller, breaking J.P. Morgan up into smaller parts, then it turns out there'd be less of a need to add more capital.
Which the Goldman report argues might be a better deal for J.P. Morgan's shareholders. But before regulators go patting themselves on the back for finding a way to make the banks shrink themselves, MIT professor Simon Johnson says the Goldman report is missing something.
The big issue, too big to fail, the government backing. That's not being discussed by Goldman Sachs. That is a huge consideration for anybody running a big bank. They do not want to give up that implicit government subsidy.
Knowing the government will have your back if things get bad again, Johnson says that has value. He doesn't think the banks will start carving themselves up anytime soon. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.